What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a cool weekend, and you have an either cooler week, because if you on the East Coast, if you in New York, New Jersey, it's about to be a whole heat wave. So I hope y'all staying cool, drinking a lot of water, and making sure you feel refreshed, and you smell refreshed. Okay! So this episode, I'm going to talk about not waiting on people. Not waiting on a motherfucker. Not waiting on a motherfucker. Yes. I was just thinking last week. I do a lot of things by myself. And, you know, I post it on the gram and on Facebook, and I know people think that I be doing things with other people, but majority of the time, I like doing things by myself. And some people think that's weird. I ain't gonna lie. Some people think that's weird that I like to be by myself, but there was a time in my life where I couldn't be by myself, and I needed so many people around me, you know. I needed company regarding, like, friendships, or if it's situationships or whatever. I just needed that. And I just came to a point in my life where I'm like, I don't want to need anyone. I don't want to feel like I had to, like, have people around me, or I had to beg for people to be around me. I don't want to feel like that, because that's not a good feeling, especially if, you know, it's not mutual, or if the surroundings is bringing you down, you know. So I started little regarding not waiting on people to do shit, like probably going to a party or going out to eat and going to the movies. And then gradually I said, let me start going away, going to Cali, going to Puerto Rico. And then it became like going to Colombia, Jamaica, Toronto, half of my trip to Spain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to gradually get bigger at doing it. And a question that I get asked a lot regarding traveling is like, why do you do it by yourself? You don't have no friends. But the thing is, like, I have people who want to go with me, who ask me, but it's nothing like going by yourself, because when you go on vacation by yourself, you're discovering who you are, and you're building confidence, and you meeting different type of people. When you with people, or when you with your friends, you may not have had the same experiences, or you may not run into certain people or have certain conversations because you have people around. So I always appreciate being alone and traveling, because I'm able to get that experience for myself that, you know, it's personal for me, personal in my heart, personal for my memory. And I could always appreciate that. I don't like waiting on people. Okay. One thing about me, I don't like to be rushed. I don't like waiting on people. I don't like depending on people. You know, those are things that I don't like. That's the shit I don't like. So for me, I'm on the go. I'm on the whim when it comes to things like, okay, you don't want to go out to eat, or you don't got time for me. You know, and that goes for anybody. It's not for a particular person or anything. That goes for anybody. You're not able to do it. I'm going to do it myself. Oh, I want to go to this candlelight jazz night. I'm going to go alone, you know, or I want to do an event or something. I'm not going to wait on anybody. I'm going to do that on my own. It's nothing wrong but waiting on people to do things. But do keep in mind, when you wait on people, time is going. Your life is going. And you don't want to sit here waiting and anticipating and it may not come, or it will come later, or it may not come at the right time. You wait on them and then they finally decide like, okay, I'm good, let's do it. And then shit unravels that's not supposed to unravel, you understand? So it's just like, you gotta do things for yourself. Don't do things for people. Don't wait on people. Do things for yourself. You know what I mean? Because from there, you're satisfied because you decide to get up and go. You know? I have a small circle. I'm not gonna lie. I have a small circle. And that was a decision that I had to make because I feel like I was changing. And I have said this in previous episodes that I have changed because of the things that I've been through, my spiritual journey, and just realizing what life is about and what surroundings that I want to have. And that's very important because you want to make sure you're being uplifted. You're not getting your energy taken away from. You're not getting, how can I say it? What did my old therapist say? They was like, when it comes to transactions, is it, dang, I'm so sorry, but you know, I keep it real on the podcast, so there's going to be times I'm quiet because I'm trying to think of a word. So basically, I'm just going to say, are they subtractions or addition? You know, you want to make sure people are additions around you. You don't want to have subtractions, you know, because when you keep having subtractions, guess what's going to happen? Decline. That's what's going to happen to your spirit. You're going to be low as a motherfucker. And now you're not able to move. And you're waiting on people. Because you don't know yourself. And you're not willing to understand what you need in life. Because you want to wait on others to provide you life. Nah, homie. You got to make sure people are adding to your life, are added to your well-being, so you're able to have a clear mind of who you want to be. But you also have to do that as well. Say, like, I am an individual. I am special. I am different. I live my life how I want to live it for me and no one else. I'm not waiting on nobody to live how I want to live. I'm not waiting for certain things to happen to me in order to live how I want to live. I'm going to live regardless. You understand? And I think for me, a lot of people don't understand that with me because I tend to roll alone when I do certain things. I have a small circle of people that I, you know, interact with. And it's not like this is something, because there's something wrong with me. It's just that this is what I choose because I rather peace. I was the type who did know a lot of people or wanted a lot of people around me. And guess what that was? That was drama. But then again, even if you know a lot of people, you should be able to navigate that energy and navigate how you are with people instead of allowing your surroundings to create drama around you. You understand? But going through my spiritual journey, I realized like energy, protecting your energy is it's imperative. You know, like protect your neck. I don't know if that connects, but I just wanted to say that. That protecting your energy is very important. It's very important. If you allow people to take your energy or come in and out of your life or interact with you in certain ways, you're just going to lose that. And you're not going to become the person you need to become because you got other people's spirits and energy in you, which stops you from progressing. And you don't need that. You don't need that. You want to make sure and make certain that you have the right people around So you are able to be who you need to be for yourself. You know, you are able to be an individual. Don't wait on people to live your life. You know, if you want to go on vacation, go on vacation. If you want to go to that hot ass restaurant in the city, go and eat and people watch. That shit is fun as hell. I see some funny ass shit when I was watching people. You know, but I also observe people. So it's more, it's deeper than what others do regarding people watching. If you wanna let loose. Fuck out of here. Don't wait for people to accept you. Accept yourself so you can live freely. You know? When I say don't wait on people, it's definitely different meanings to it, you know. Sometimes you hear don't wait on people, it's like just do your thing, but it's more than that. It's being yourself, being authentic no matter what. Don't wait on people to give you credit for you being who you are. Like if you're accomplishing goals and not a lot of people are congratulating you, don't wait on them to congratulate you. Congratulate yourself and keep it pushing. Be the best that you could be for you. Don't wait on people to give you recognition or to see you. See yourself and people will see your energy on some real. You know, I felt that was something I needed to speak about because I feel like a lot of people go through that where their life is stagnant because of their surroundings or the people that they decide to wait for. But I'm telling you now, like, time is precious. Time is important. And you don't want to waste time for anyone. You want to make sure that you do what you have to do for yourself so you can look back and not regret a damn thing. And even if it's bad times, don't regret it because it was lesson in those bad times. You understand? So I'm here to tell you, don't wait on anybody. Do what you need to do for yourself and keep it moving. I hope that resonated with someone. Peace. And love.